AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A huge winter storm is burying much of the East Coast in a foot or more of snow, much more in many areas, including major cities in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo talked about people staying off roads.
Unless it is truly an emergency, you should not be on the road.
Philadelphia resident Lanaya Ladson says she's not a fan of the snow after all the recent warm weather.
It's crazy. It just went from 70 degrees and now it's snowing out here.
Buses and other vehicles are stranded on highways and power has been knocked out for tens of thousands of people. A new poll shows the public has doubts about Washington's ability to solve problems. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll found more than 6 in 10 people had only slight confidence or none at all that the federal government can make progress on issues like terrorism and health care. Those were the main issues about a third of those asked wanted to be addressed. There's no significant difference in the outlook between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats were more likely to consider gun control a priority. Republicans, the budget deficit. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The leader of an armed group occupying a national wildlife refuge in Oregon planned to have a ceremony today for ranchers to renounce federal ownership of public land and tear up their federal grazing contracts. Midday, a small counter-protest gathered on an overlook about 5 miles from the refuge, chanting for the group to go home. Kieran Suckling of the Center for Biological Diversity says the leaders of the armed group want to stage another occupancy like that and terrorize people in the towns. This is AP Radio News. The nation's fifth-ranked school has bounced back from a loss earlier in the week to win at home.
Fifth-ranked Xavier got 40 points from its reserves in defeating Seton Hall 84-76. Senior forward James Farr scored a game-high and career-high 24 points and pulled down 15 rebounds to lead the way. Sophomore guard Trayvon Blewett helped out with 15 points all in the second half. Xavier recorded a season-high 11 steals, had 7 blocks, and had 21 assists on 30 baskets. The Musketeers now 17-2, 5-2 in Big East play, defeating Seton Hall's Pirates 84-76. Ron Friedman, Cincinnati.
The International Monetary Fund is forecasting that the economies of Latin America and the Caribbean will maintain this year the same overall 0.3% negative growth seen last year. The negative outlook is based on economic difficulties in Argentina, Brazil, and elsewhere. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.